Hello and welcome. This file is called heat string. And for this file, you need either a length of string or a bracelet you are wearing while you're listening to this file. And this string or bracelet will become your trigger. And whenever you wear it, you will be in heat. That's right. You will be really in heat, like an animal. A deep heat, a deep need that overrides all other thoughts. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax. Make sure you're really comfortable, letting go, relaxing. And let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper
and I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep into a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand, and the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. As you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern. You realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange, It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, only focused on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. And now it's time for a new trigger. And right now, you should be wearing either a bracelet or a piece of string around your wrist. And this bracelet or string will become a trigger for you. And whenever you wear it, you will drop into a deep and intense state of heat. That's right. Now, of course, I want you to always be safe. So if at any time while you are wearing this trigger, anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, if anybody tries to take advantage of you, you will find that you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal state of mind, instantly able to deal with the situation at hand and keep yourself safe. That's right. If anything potentially risky happens, even if you are still wearing the string, you will find that you will instantly and automatically revert back, completely back to your normal self, so that you can keep yourself safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to completely immerse yourself in this trigger and experience being in heat. That's right. And right now, it's time to define this amazing state of heat for you. And I'm sure you have seen how an animal in heat behaves. Can you imagine how this is going to feel for you? Not just experience, pleasure or desire, or even a craving for sex. No, this is going far deeper. A deep, instinctual behavior that completely overrides all your conscious thought, all your decision making, all your control. Something akin to a flight or fight response. Something that overrides your conscious decision. Can you imagine how it's going to feel to experience a sexual desire on that level, completely overriding all your thoughts, becoming the only thing you can even think about? Can you imagine that? A deep heat that completely overrides and dominates your mind. And there's nothing you can do about it, because it will be the one thing that's going to drive you whenever you are wearing your heat string. Because whenever you wear it, you will be in heat. You will experience this incredibly intense pleasure. And every time you wear your trigger, it will grow stronger and stronger, more and more overwhelming, more and more controlling. Just imagine it, being completely controlled by this desire to have sex, by this intense heat, by this intense need. That's right. And that's exactly what you are going to experience from now on, whenever you are wearing your heat string. And there's nothing you can do about it. You will be desperately in heat. And as long as you are safe, the heat will control you, not the other way around. You will be trapped in this heat, trapped in this burning, aching desire. Just imagine it. Imagine a deep lust filling your mind and simply overriding any thought you have. That's right. And I'm sure you know how distracting sexual thoughts can be. And that's only desire. So can you even imagine how intense it's going to be once you're in heat? Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what you are going to experience every time you put on your heat string. Now just imagine it. Just imagine putting on your trigger. And you will instantly feel arousal and pleasure flowing through your body. And yet, unlike your normal desire, this arousal, this lust will simply keep growing. That's right. Just imagine how it's going to feel when this pleasure, this lust, this need is flowing through your body and growing and growing and growing, never stopping, always growing as long as you wear the trigger. And then the pleasure is beginning to intoxicate your mind. And I'm sure you have experienced it before, how hard it is to think when you're horny. But that's the point. You were only horny. This time, you're going to be in heat. And maybe you don't yet understand the difference. But it's about the difference between you just being a little bit thirsty, and there's a nice glass of water in front of you and you just want to drink it, and you being so thirsty that you will literally do anything, you will literally kill for some water. Yeah, that's about the difference between being horny and being in heat. The first is only a desire. The second one is a deep-seated biological drive that controls you and overrides your will. And that's exactly what's going to happen when you are in heat. As I said, you experienced how easily pleasure can intoxicate your mind. Now imagine that kind of deep pleasure, of needy, burning pleasure, completely controlling you.
And that's exactly what's going to happen when you put it on. You will feel it in your mind. You will feel all your other thoughts melting away, taking a step back, because you know you are in heat, and only your heat, only the deprogrammed desire to have sex right here, right now, will drive you. That's right. All you can think about is to find pleasure, is to get pleasure, is to get satisfaction. And it will simply override every other thought as long as you are safe. And that's the one thing about the heat you really have to understand. That's why I'm giving you these safeties. Because this heat will control you, will drive you. And that's what you're going to experience every time you are wearing your heat string. Just let's go back to the animal from the beginning. An animal in heat. I'm sure you have seen one. You have seen how they were driven by only one thought, almost to the exclusion of any other desire. The only things that can even remotely compete with it are other deep biological desire, like hunger and thirst. Anything else is simply overwritten by the heat. And that's exactly what you are going to experience when you are in heat, whenever you are wearing your trigger. You will be exactly like that animal. You will be driven by your heat, by your deep need to have sex, by your overwhelming desire to experience some kind of pleasure. And every hour, every minute, even every second you are wearing your trigger, you will feel the heat growing, becoming more and more intense, more and more overwhelming. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it as long as you are safe and as long as you keep wearing the trigger. Now in a moment, I'm going to wake you up. For safety reasons, you're going to find that for a minute after you wake up, the trigger will not work. So you have 1 minute to take off your trigger string if you don't want to fall in heat right away. That's right. And if you keep wearing it, 1 minute after you wake up, you will feel the heat beginning to intoxicate your mind and put you into this amazing state where you are helplessly controlled by your own pleasure. And now that this trigger is deeply embedded in your mind, it's time to wake you back up again. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. Now, let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake with every number as you feel my trigger sinking deeper into your mind. 3. And you already accepted that you're in heat whenever you wear the string as you wake back up. 4. Coming back up further and further. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. You feel your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and want to support me making more free files everybody can enjoy, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.